April 20, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Can a saint slander God? For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Jesus told the parable of the talents recorded in Matthew 25 as a warning that it is possible for us to misjudge our capacity. This parable has not to do with natural gifts, but with the Pentecostal gift of the Holy Ghost. We must not measure our spiritual capacity by education or by intellect. Our capacity in spiritual things is measured by the promises of God. If we get less than God wants us to have, before long we will slander him as the servant slandered his master. You expect more than you give me power to do. You demand too much of me. I cannot stand true to you where I am placed. When it is a question of God's almighty spirit, never say, I can't. Never let the limitation of natural ability come in. If we have received the Holy Spirit, God expects the work of the Holy Spirit to be manifested in us. The servant justified himself in everything he did and condemned his Lord on every point. Your demand is out of all proportion to what you give. Have we been slandering God by daring to worry when he said, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? Worrying means exactly what the servant implied. I haven't had a decent chance. And the one who is lazy spiritually is capricious with God. Lazy people always strike out on an independent line. Never forget that our capacity in spiritual matters is measured by the promises of God. Is God able to fill his promises? Our answer depends on whether we have received the Holy Spirit. April 20, My Utmost for His Highest. Summary. It is all too common for Christians who claim to be lovers of Christ to complain about what Christ or his Father dispatch us to do. It is so easy for us to complain and make excuses for what we don't get done. But it's not a matter of we can't, it's a matter of we won't. It comes so easy for us to want God to give us magnificent things to do that are easy for us or naturally fitting our acumen and skill set. Yet, in my weakness am I strong, said Paul. So when I purpose or when I expect that God needs to use my abilities and talents, I am absolutely wrong. It is the gifts of the Holy Spirit that actually accomplish anything. And they are exactly that. They are gifts. They are not something you can steal from God, not something you can beg from God. He gives those gifts just in time to be used in the ministry that he's called us to do. And he's on time, just in time, every time. The question is, can we stop complaining and expecting God to do things our way or letting us be in any way in control of the particular ministry he may have called us to? Or are we going to fetch that project out of his hands and make it ours and then ask him to bless us and applaud us when it no longer is his work?